Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, we're on with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Bobby, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Phil. Thank you.
And Ms. Dooley, and you, I understand you guys are at the airport right now.
We are. Steve is right now, I guess he's getting over and getting some gum or some candy or something for the flight. We're going to Aruba for a couple of weeks. And
now, where is Aruba?
Aruba is one of the leeward, what are called the leeward islands in the Caribbean, in the southern Caribbean. And we wanted to take this time, since the boys are going to be with their grandparents, to take a little bit of time for ourselves, and that's what we're doing.
Now, I want to talk to you, and I know you came on to talk about your Wintertacular. It's a fashion show this year that will feature a Thai fashion theme.
Yeah, let me tell you, Phil, our Wintertacular is one of four different fashion shows that we have year-round. We have it seasonally. We showcase the latest fashions for women's and girls. And it's generally surrounded by a theme. And it's interesting because we're having a bit of a disagreement on our theme, but we settled on fashion from Thailand because of the news that, very unfortunate news that's been coming out of there.
Now, just so people understand, it's bizarre to have a Thai-themed fashion show. What are your reasons for this?
Thank you. The reason is that there are so many people in this country who have never experienced this kind of tragedy. It's really hard to get through to people what's been going on over there. What we wanted to do is to show people the native dress of Thailand, of Sri Lanka, of India, to show people what those victims looked like before this tragedy hit. What were they dressed like as they walked down a street, as they stood in their homes, as they drove in a car, and then suddenly this wave, which is what the tsunami is.
Yeah, it's there as a wave.
And that's Steve, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's Steve.
How you doing, sir?
I'm very good.
But that's what the tsunami is, and what were they dressed like? So our fashion show is not like a lot of these fashion shows where women come out and sit in a rather self-indulgent manner and click their tongues and applaud very politely for all the world are just... forgive me, but just cows, because they sit and they look at the fashions. We're educating the women that come to our fashion show. This is what a Sri Lankan woman looked like before she was blown out to sea, wearing...
Now, you have here silks and native sarongs.
Yes, Thailand is known for its silk, some beautiful silks. And I think it's really a horrible thought to think that a woman is standing there wearing a gorgeous sarong, a beautiful native dress, and then she is blown out to sea as if she is just so much flotsam. We have to find a way to educate the average woman in America and man to what this tragedy was.
All right, now, can I ask you something? Is this benefiting? I know this is a charity. You raise money for charity?
Yes, we do, Phil. We raise money for the Associated Western States Charities.
Is any of this money going to Thai relief?
No, and I'll tell you why, Phil. Our charities are local. I'm not going to go down that road. I thought about it. I asked Steve. I talked to Janice Greeley. I talked to a couple of the girls that work with me on our steering committee. I'm not going down. If you're asking me, am I going down the Sandra Bullock road? Is that it?
Well, I know Ms. Bullock donated something like $1 million.
No, I'm not going to do that, and I'll tell you why. With all due respect to Sandra Bullock, I think it's pretty pathetic that her career is in such disarray that this is the way she promotes herself. By
well, you don't think she's giving money because she is...
Absolutely, yeah.
No, we thought about it, Mr. Chairman. We're not going to go down that road.
Steve and I, and maybe your listeners need to know this about us, we're different. We don't go along with the crowd. We don't just jump right in and do what everybody else is doing. We're having our fashion show. Our contribution to Thai relief is educating the American people to show them up close what Thai people looked like, what they were wearing, what their culture was about before their world was flushed, really. As Steve said, it's almost like being flushed down a large toilet because...
well, it is, Mr.
Why would you compare it to a toilet?
Because that part of the world, like, nothing but what comes out of it.
Well, what Steve's trying to say is, in that part of the world, basically what you have is what winds up in a toilet. A tsunami is like a big flush. And that
to me is insulting.
Why would you say
it? Because it sounds like you're talking about their culture.
Well, look, Phil, all I'm saying is our fashion show will show the native dress, capri pants, the high heels, the sarong that the people were wearing before God decided to ruin everything for them. And I'll tell you something else. Just because Sharon Osbourne donates $1 million doesn't mean she's going to get herself another TV show. You know, they think they're so big, and I think that's just something we don't want to do.
So instead, you're going to have a fashion show, but you're not donating any money.
No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to. You know, you give a man a fishing pole, you don't give him a fish. I'm not just going to give money to the victims of the tsunami. We're educating Americans, but we're not trying to buy a people's love the way Sharon Osbourne is.
I think that's pretty harsh.
Well, that's right.
You know, I'm not...
No, I think it's pretty judgmental and harsh. Sharon Osbourne's trying to buy people's love. Sandra Bullock's trying to... They came up with money to help people.
I think it's pretty pathetic when the only way you can promote yourself, because you haven't done a movie that anyone wants to see...
Can you attribute to her any kind of good motivation?
Well, the fact the money is going to go over there is going to help some people, I guess. I don't know. I'm sure a lot of it's going to go into the pockets of government bureaucrats, but... What we're doing with our fashion show is we're showing a lot of these, and forgive my language, we're showing a lot of these suburban cows what a...
Well, I don't appreciate...
Well, Mr. Henry...
We're showing a lot of suburban cows what these poor people were dressed like before God decided to flush their world down a toilet. And I'm sorry to put it that way.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm glad I've got you guys on. Because I know that you had this attitude. You're going to raise close to $100,000 through your fashion show, and this money goes to the charities that you guys support. Can I ask you what they are?
I'm sorry?
Can I ask you what charities it is that you guys support?
You know, that's really not appropriate to ask, Phil.
Well, why?
Because it goes to support our charities. And, you know, you're trying to get us to say, oh, yes, okay, we feel guilty. We're going to give money to tsunami relief. We're not going to do that. We're not so desperate for people's attention, and we're not so desperate for people's love that we're going to give money to tsunami relief. I think what Sandra Bullock did, I think what Sharon Osbourne did, I think what the American people do when they very brazenly walk up to a collection box and say, hi, I'm so-and-so, I'm putting a dollar in here. You know, Steve and I are different. We just don't go down that road.
Why not give anonymously?
I don't understand giving it.
Why not just give anonymously?
Because there's no point in giving unless people know who you are. I'm just not going to do tsunami relief in the traditional way. We're trying to get people to recognize the beautiful clothing that they wore in Sri Lanka, in Thailand, in India, before they were taken and almost as if God took his hand and put it on the back of their head and shoved it into a horse trough.
You sound a little angry at God, too.
No, don't go there, Phil.
Well, it's just, you know, 1-800-449-8686. Sandra Bullock, Sharon Osbourne, prominent Americans who've given to tsunami relief. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley are on tonight to say they walk a little bit of a different path. They're not so desperate for people's love that they're going to give all this money to tsunami relief. They're having a fashion show in which they are going to be featuring South Asian fashions to show the average suburban housewife what a Thai or Sri Lankan or Cambodian or Indian woman or man was dressed like before God flushed them down a large toilet. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know what you look like to me with your good bag and your bad shoes? You look like a rube.
1-800-449-8686. The Bill Henry Show is back.
Bobby, at this fashion show, you'll be featuring Thai fashion to show what the people of Thailand were wearing when the tsunami hit. Now, you have another... is there another feature to the fashion show? Or?
No, Phil, I'll be wearing... I'm going to be wearing, because I'll be narrating the fashion show, and I will be wearing what an individual might be wearing were they in the ocean waiting to be rescued, so I'll have on a life vest and this kind of a thing.
This is unusual, isn't it?
No, it's going to take the average American right into what it is. So I'll be wearing a life vest, and then I'll be narrating the words to My Heart Will Go On.
And why that song? Is that from Titanic?
That is from Titanic. It's about, it's a movie about, you know, Steve, let me...
Well, a lot of people got, you know...
A lot of people drowned in that movie as well, and or in that event, a lot of people drowned. So really we're talking about a lot of people drowning, wearing some beautiful clothing, and I am not, to reiterate, just going to go, oh, well, hi, let me give a lot of money to... the tsunami victims because I think I'm so special. So no, we're not going to. We're going to feature Boonerak, Danu, Marco, also Rabbit Habit, a lot of the different, and Spooknik, which is also a Thai clothing brand.
All right, Spooknik.
Yeah, it's a Thai clothing brand along with the Suez and others.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley. About, do you think people care about relief?
To
that part of the world?
I don't think the average American really cares, no. I think they need to be educated, and that's why we're having our fashion show. Maybe then something really good will happen. People will give out of the goodness of their own hearts, as opposed to giving because Sandra Bullock did, or because...
You do not think the American people are lending their aid to the people in that?
Oh, absolutely not. No, they're doing what...
Well, they're not really interested in that part of the world because of the Chinese and stuff.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley here saying that the American people are not helping out with tsunami relief, and the way to get them to do that is to educate them. They're having a fashion show where they feature Thai clothing brands, what the average Thai person looked like or was dressed like before they got washed out to sea. Here is Mark. Mark?
Yes, I'm
yes.
here.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. The only thing that I really mm-hmm. wanted to say is if they're willing, mm-hmm. Sandra Bullock and Sharon Osbourne mm-hmm. and the other actors and, mm-hmm. and people like that are willing to give their money, mm-hmm. I mean, why down those people for giving their money?
Don't you think it's a little cheap? Don't you
no,
think
I
it's
don't
cheap
think
of Sandra
think it's
Bullock?
Helping people out that need help.
Well, no, but don't you think it's cheap for Sandra Bullock to seize upon the mass drownings of hundreds of thousands of people just so she can try to get herself on, you know, on television?
I think
yeah,
she's
I think
using
that's...
her status mm-hmm. to entice people to give more.
Well...
Which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I really applaud you for having... I guess it's a wonderful naivete, but believe me, Mark, I don't know where you live. I live in the Hollywood area. Sandra Bullock is giving this money so she can go, oh, aren't I special? She thinks she's so great.
Well, wait a minute. I agree with Mark that you can't just negatively attribute negative intention to people. Why can't we assume that that money...
Well, first of all, $1 million is a drop in the bucket for Sandra Bullock. That's like you and I giving a dollar.
Right, but
do you think that's
if she
thing?
Gets other people that are in her profession to also give $1 million...
Right, exactly.
Then she is helping mm-hmm. a lot.
Well, but that's why we're having our fashion show, because... The average American, and I don't mean you, Mark, you sound like a well-spoken, educated man. The average American is so stupid when it comes to what a tsunami is and where's India. They don't, that you have to educate them first. That's why we're having our fashion show here. This is what they were dressed like. And then at the end of the program, we do some comedy where we spray the models down and this kind of thing. And
what, to approximate what it looked like when they got hit with water?
Yeah, it's a little bit, it's comic relief. So Steve runs up with a bucket of water and hits them with it. But what we're trying to say is...
It sounds... I mean, pardon me for saying so, mm-hmm. but it sounds like you're just kind of having a laugh at their expense.
No, no. We're trying to show what did they look like before their world basically was, you know, rinsed away, almost as if you're a fleck of dandruff and someone's rinsing you away.
All right. Mark, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Giselle, go ahead.
Hi, this is Giselle.
Hi, Giselle.
I need to express a couple of concerns or a couple of issues. Mm-hmm. Number one, you just said that the average American is stupid and doesn't know what a tsunami is.
Not really, no.
You yourself just asked whoever you were with, Steve or whatever, what is a tsunami, like a wave?
No, that's my husband.
What it was.
I wanted to know specifically, is it a wave or is it like a breeze or something? I don't know.
You don't even know, but you're saying that the average American doesn't know what a tsunami is, so you're considering yourself an average American, one of the stupid ones then?
Well, no, I certainly didn't mean to offend you.
Well, when you make a blanket statement like that...
So what I'm trying to say is, the average American is a little slow when it comes to, you know, there's children that are need food, and it takes them a while to figure out, well, what does that mean? So, you know... Yes, of course, I applaud Sandra Bullock, I guess, even though all she's trying to do is get, you know, signed to another X-rated movie or whatever filth she's making. And I just think it's wrong, that's all.
Here are my two other issues. Number one, Sandra Bullock donated $1 million. Good for her. She understands what charity means. She doesn't care if you know that she donated the money. She donated the money because she knew that the people from the tsunami need the money. Regardless of where it comes from or who brings it to them, they need the money. She doesn't need your approval.
Well, wait
she
a
wanted
minute.
To donate that money.
Then why did she say, oh, hi, I'm Sandra Bullock and I'm giving $1 million. Hello. I mean, oh, my God. To me, it's pathetic.
What difference does it make, you know, if we know who donated the money
so
or not?
Great.
The fact remains that somebody got $1 million and is getting relief.
Don't you
and
have...
And the second point I want to make before you... That I really believe that you're exploiting this tragedy. This tragedy that is a real world tragedy. And you're exploiting it to use it for a fashion show?
What does she mean?
You're going to throw water on people?
I'm simply saying that, first of all, the average American is so... All right, you don't like me using the word stupid. Uninformed.
Oh, well, let's definitely use suburban cow.
Well,
you did, Bobby. You said the average suburban cow.
Well, the average
let's talk
cow.
About the average suburban
well,
cow.
Well, the average cow that lives out there in suburbia, she doesn't understand. So we show her what a Thai woman looks like. Then we throw a bucket of water on her and say, see, this is what a tsunami does. Hello.
Oh, my God. You know what, lady? You need to come back to the real world. Hundreds of thousands of people have died, and you're sitting here going to put on a fashion show on what they were wearing?
We are trying to...
And not even giving any of that money to the victims?
Well, why should I? Why should I? It's ours. It's not theirs.
Well, why should you use this tragedy as the basis for your fashion show?
See, Giselle, I'm sure you've got girlfriends. I do. They think they're so great. I'm not going to go out there and say, oh, hi, I'm so great, I'm Bobby, I'm going to give a bunch of money to tsunami relief. We're educating people like yourself. Here, Giselle, this is what a Thai woman was dressed like. Steve comes in with a garden hose or whatever.
Well, Number one, people that go to a fashion show are not your normal, your average stupid American, okay? It's going to be more educated people that go to fashion shows. And number two, you said earlier on the show that, well, no, you don't give money unless you could say that you gave it. Like, you yourself said that you would not donate anonymously because you want people to know who you're donating to?
Well, I want them to follow my example. I don't want them to hire me for another X-rated movie.
So
and
how do you
I think
know that
that's
Sandra
very...
Bullock didn't want people to follow in her example?
Well, first of all, $1 million to Sandra Bullock is like you and I giving a quarter.
I don't care how much money she makes. I don't care how much money I make.
So would you think it was really great if she gave a quarter?
Gazzard, stop being so... Is it, you know what?
Her name isn't Gazzard, it's Giselle.
I'm sorry. Stop looking at the forest. You should see the tree.
Yeah.
You really aren't seeing the forest. You're looking at a tree.
No, you're not.
No, you are. Sandra Bullock gave $1 million and then waltzed away with, you know, all of her publicists saying, aren't I wonderful? She thinks she's so special, and it really POs me.
All right. Giselle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Gazzard.
Her name is Giselle.
I'm sorry. What?
It's Giselle. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley believe that giving publicly the way Sandra Bullock did is just trying to get attention for yourself. She thinks that educating the American people first is what is needed. What is a tsunami and what happened to those people? She doesn't think anybody knows. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR.
I'm not trying to embarrass you. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley join us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. This coming Saturday is their Wintertacular Fashion Show. They will be featuring fashions from Thailand. And I do understand that Thailand is quite a hot spot for fashions. And you mentioned a lot of the brands.
There are a great many wonderful fashions that come from Thailand still, as well as their wonderful raw silk industry. So I think that I have been spoken to a little bit unfairly. The first thing you do is educate people, and the American people need that. Where is Thailand? Here, we're going to have a map to show people exactly where it is. We are going to dress our models in the native dress.
And then at the end you throw a bucket of water on them to approximate what it's like to be walking down a street in Thailand and get hit with a tsunami.
I said it is for comic relief. And
it's not a comic relief, Mr. Ray, it's salt water.
Well, okay, man, but I mean, throwing a bucket of salt water on somebody, to me, you know, and you mentioned that you're going to slap them in the face with a big fish.
Phil, it's to try and give a little levity to a very tragic situation. We are educating. We're not running around like Sandra Bullock. We're not running around like Sharon Osbourne and saying, hi, I donated $1 million, so will someone please sign me to a TV pilot? God!
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Are you practicing the fashion show?
We will this weekend. Steve and I are going to Aruba for a few days, though.
All right. Let me go over here to, I don't know what call we're going to. We're going to go to Gene first on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Gene, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Okay. I'll make this brief and to the point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I wish you would stop saying uh-huh long enough for me to make my point, though. That would be very courteous of you.
I'm here for you. I'm listening to what you're saying.
Uh-huh. Well, what I think is
This
is a sophomoric approach on your part to get 15 minutes of fame for yourself. This is not a time for you to be putting people down that are trying to help others. It's a time for us to all pull together and try to do what we can in a real way. I mean, if you're coming across with a perception like the stereotypical Hollywood dame,
nobody's
interested in your high school-type presentation of throwing water on somebody. These people are desperate.
Absolutely.
And it's a time to pull our hearts together. We don't need you to educate us in this country. We don't need you to step up on your little pedestal and do your pirouette or whatever. What we need is people that are sincere. And if we can get someone like Sandra Bullock or anyone else who will donate even $1,000 that will start the ball rolling for other people to go to, that's way ahead of you standing up there slapping somebody in the face with a damn fish.
You know what,
Jane? So why don't you just back off and let these people do the good they're trying to do instead of you trying to spend, grab...
How much have you given?
...the yourself.
How much have you given?
It's really irritating.
How much have you given?
How much have you given?
Oh, so
you're
we...
You're not giving. You're taking.
The pot calling the kettle black here, I think.
No,
we
I'm not trying to pay attention for what I'm doing.
We are trying to...
You're feeding off of this like a parasite.
No, Sandra Bullock is sucking off of the human
goodwill. And what are you doing?
We are educating... Gene,
no, you're
can you
not.
Tell
you're
me?
Standing up there in the spotlight yourself because you can't do anything else for attention.
Where's Thailand?
Thailand is in the Middle East.
Oh, my sweet, loving God. No, it isn't. It's in Southeast Asia.
It's in Southeast Asia.
No, you said the
Who
Middle East.
Who are you, Mama Teacher?
You know, Phil,
give me a break.
You don't know where Thailand is.
That you're going to throw on these people and shove it.
You know what I'd like to do if you were standing in front of me? I'd slap you across the face with a fish. I guess she hung up because she doesn't have the guts.
Well, you did make one good point. I guess she doesn't know where Thailand is, but she was...
No, that's the whole point, Phil. That cow didn't...
And I don't like the use of the word cow. Here is Joanne. Joanne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Joanne?
I'm not exactly sure how to even answer this.
Well, the last lady didn't even know where Thailand was.
That we are so dumb, we can't see somebody with no brain.
Of course we're dumb.
I mean, you know, how dumb do you think we are, for heaven's sake?
The last lady didn't even know where Thailand was. Hello.
It doesn't make any difference if she doesn't know where her street is. The fact is, she's not exploiting the people that are hurting like you are. I wouldn't go to your stupid fashion show if you were across the street and paid me $1 million to get there.
Well, I think that's a sad commentary.
And the simple reason that you are just trying to use people that are hurting for your own silly little unclassy situation that you think you're in. So,
well,
over Sandra Bullock, I can tell you that.
Well, Sandra Bullock thinks she's so special, and people like you follow her because you just want to dress like her. You know what, Phil? I think it's sad that a lot of these women don't even know where Ground Zero is. You know, hello, there's a girlfriend of mine. I said, where's Ground Zero? And she said, I don't know. And I said, New York?
What a cow!
Mr. Dooley, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you going to, because I was told we're going to get an approximation of the fashion show.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Well, I can't believe, although it is kind of shocking people don't know where Thailand is, I can't believe the one's going to have a fashion show, and to show you what it was the people went through in the tsunami, they'll be dressed in native Thai costume, and then they'll throw a bucket of salt water on them at the end of the fashion show. 1-800-449-8...
You're talking about my wife, Mr.
Well, I just don't think it's right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Be right
back. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
How do you know Rosie O'Donnell hasn't eaten her children? Have you seen them lately?
The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley join us. And I understand that you wanted to give us an idea as to what this fashion show is going to sound like, Ms. Dooley.
Well, I think so. There has been some judgment here that is very unfair. We're going to have the girls come down a runway. In fact, Steve has a, it's like an RCA boombox or something, right, Steve?
Yeah, I've got a boombox down on the beach.
Well, what are you going to do? You going to do it right there in the airport?
Absolutely, yes.
I mean, okay.
Phil, you have to understand, Steve and I don't care. We don't care what other people think. We do what we think is right. So if I feel like giving you a taste of what our fashion show is going to sound like right here in the middle of an airline terminal, I'm going to do it. And the rest of these people can pound sand. Now,
what is that feedback?
That's just our little PA system that we use. And, okay. Steve, hit it. Now you can hear the music. And our models will come down the runway.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Our models will come down the runway. Here is Janice. She's wearing a lovely native sarong, courtesy of Spooknik. And then, Phil, I think the really emotional part of this is I will begin to recite a poem. It's called Down in the Water, and here is how it goes.
You're on the phone. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So, we'll see the model, and then I'll go.
Down in the water, down in the water. See the ocean creatures swimming all around. You can see the plants playing with their babies under the water where they're found.
Would you get on the phone? I can't hear you on that PA.
Huh?
Get on the phone. I can't hear you on the PA.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tell your husband to get on the phone, too. What does it mean, down in the water where the babies are found? Will you come on?
So,
So what we're really trying to say here is that our fashion show is going to educate, as I said, the average American housewife, Sal, of two. And then I'll say, here is Dottie, who is decked out in capri pants, a matching silk blouse, and a lovely wooden salad bowl for a hat. And remember, this is an outfit that says, also, uh-oh, here comes the wave. And then, Steve, you do your part. Listen to this, Phil. This is what Steve does. So,
all right, well, good luck with your fashion show. I bet you everybody in the airport thinks you're nuts.
No, they're all looking at us with their jaws wide open. They think this is great.
Bobby and Steve Dooley with their fashion show. Down in the water where the babies are found. Oh, my God. This Saturday, it's the Winter Tacular there at Western Estates Homeowners Association. And don't forget, there'll be a formal dinner dance following. 1-800-449-8686. Coming up tonight, Comb Over Boy. Tomorrow night on The Phil Henry Show, Doug Danger, a gay man and a gay journalist, will be our special guest.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Now we take you to a casting session for the new NBC movie, Tsunami. And they're going to be casting for the Prime Minister of Thailand, whose name is something like Rickshaw, you know, Rabbit, or some jazz like that. Okay, and they're going to bring in, like, George Clooney to play the Prime Minister of Thailand. All right, Mr. Clooney, you really stretch, man. You're a great character guy. Go ahead, lay it on me. Yeah, we got to clean up the beach. I don't know. What the hell do you want from me? Great, you're hired. Next. Then they bring in Jennifer Garner. She's going to play the Prime Minister Esther, or whatever the hell, of India, right? Because she's hot. She's hot in TV. Her film business is a little off, but she's still hot in television. Miss Garner, go ahead.
Yeah, it's bad.
Good, okay. Yeah, we got it. We've cast the NBC Tsunami movie. George Clooney is the head of Thailand, and Jennifer Garner, wearing that funny Nehru jacket, she's going to run India. And everybody's going to watch because Americans are schmucks. Tsunami!
Woo!
Starring George Clooney as the professor. I don't know. You guys been watching that Lost? I'll say they're lost. As in, what is your show about exactly? Anyway, so, yeah, everything's nautical these days. I like the nautical theme of Tsunami. But that freaking Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley dumping the bucket of rainwater or the salt water on somebody. Oh, my God. Going to our email, one of the best Steve Bozell lawsuits of all time is when he was on a construction site and saw a beautiful Asian woman getting out of a Corvette. Mr. Bozell found a 2x4 with a knot hole and used some pipe grease for blankety blank. He got stuck and wanted to file a lawsuit. Just writing this email cracks me up thinking about it. Best regards, Matthew in Las Vegas. We'll try to get that one on for you, Matthew. I forward a lot of this stuff on to Newman, and then Newman, you know, sooner or later finds the stuff. Where am I going with this, man? Okay, I got to hit forward on that to you, Mark.
Just send it over to me. I'll forward it on, Mark.
Yeah, okay, thanks, bud.
Well, you're such a retard, don't know how to do it.
By the way, can I just make a simple request? Thank you for the retard crack.
You're welcome.
But can I make a simple request of Oprah's people? Could you stop spamming me, thank you? I'm not interested in any of Oprah's crap. I'm getting spammed by Oprah. That's bad, baby. That's not cool. We got a whole culture out there that's trying to, you know, trying to rid ourselves of viruses and spam, and just the idea of Oprah and spam. It's just, you know what I'm saying?
You think she's eating it or something?
I just don't like thinking about her in the same sentence with spam. Because you're right. I think about the stuff that looks like human flesh. I don't think about mail. So, yeah, please don't do that. I got to tell you, the other thing is Federal Express. Federal Express is spamming the hell out of me. Now, I'm not interested in your product or your services unless, of course, I call you. I don't need you to send me your crud. Then we have this. I've been exchanging emails with this quack over the last few days. And the quack was giving me a hard time about CortiSlim. I say quack, some doctor, you know, who was, you know, he lives in Tucson. And so I gave him some crap. I said, hey, you know what? I don't care if you're a doctor. You don't know what you're talking about. And just because you're pushing diet pills, dude, doesn't mean that I got to get off the CortiSlim thing. And I'm really sorry that your Dexedrine business is down. So shove off and don't bother me anymore, right? Guy fires back an email under a different persona, right? We've been watching you, Mr. Hendry, and all of this stuff. Now I get this one. I sent him another one this afternoon, tell him to bug off and, you know, that I hope he dies a horrible bleeding death. Now I got one. Your email could not be delivered to one or more destinations, and it was obviously written by him. You know, in other words, you know how you get the official notification from Earthlink? This clown dummied one up. Unbelievable. So, you know, like I said, I welcome all email at phs@philhendryshow.com. You can go to our web address and you can click on it. And I do answer a lot of email personally. If you are a backstage pass holder, we're going to have a thing whereby if I can see that you actually have a backstage pass, you will get an honest to goodness personal response from me. But I got to tell you something. You guys that are emailing me stuff about, like I got this email from a woman down in Long Beach. She says, my doctor says that all my health problems are as the result of this certain, of course, I said, I'm sorry, but, you know, your doctor's lying to you. Because I've been taking it. My wife takes it. Millions of people take it. And you know what? Just because you eat 1,200 donuts a day doesn't mean you got to blame it all on CortiSlim. I'm sorry. I mean, give me a break. It's not a miracle drug. In other words, if you're 6,000 pounds, taking it every day is not going to shed all that weight, okay? You got a health problem because you're eating 15 boxes of Krispy Kreme for breakfast alone. Something's got to give. Yeah, it's a real quack drug, man. It didn't take my weight off. Well, maybe if you stopped eating the fat off of prime rib and ate the meat instead. Oh, man. You and Oprah. All right, anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up tomorrow, and I can see it, bud. You don't have to keep pointing to it.
You got a tease tomorrow night.
Don't point to it. I can see it. Coming up to... I see it. Coming up tomorrow night, Doug Danger. Sticking your finger on the screen.
And what else? Right there.
I have to plug the... we're in Tucson, Arizona, February 5th.
And right there.
And order the best of Phil Hendry. Don't put your finger on it. Order the best of the Phil Hendry Show online, 877-616-7445.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 2 feet shorter than models.